to the Friday Good Day program, 10/11. Too bad it wasn't this day last year when it was 10/11/12. It doesn't quite work as well when you say
10/11/13.
13, yeah, right, exactly.
Oh.
Ike, the last person I talked to last night was Jennifer Horn. First person I'm talking to today, Ken was the first. And then, of course, there's Michael. But Jennifer's...
The third person you talked to today.
Yes, right.
Yes.
All right, so let's get... That doesn't count all the people that I've talked to already on the phone at 888.
I tucked you in and I woke you up.
302-3684. Right. Well, we did have a nice conversation on my way back to the hotel. So we had a lot of activity yesterday at the Talkers Convention. Maybe we'll yak about that later on. That's not as important as getting to the issues of the day. The president and the members of the Republican hierarchy a meeting, and even though Press Secretary Jay Carney, I think we've agreed, is kind of a jerkleburger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a technical term. He's a jerkleburger.
That is a technical term.
Yes, it is. Anyway, the discussion about the extension of the debt ceiling without conditions, give Obama part of what he asked for. He wanted the Republicans to reopen the government, raise the government's debt limit. Doesn't look like the government's going to reopen to me. Am I reading this right or not?
I think it will at some point. They'll come.
No, yeah, at some point. But under, if this discussion of what they are talking about here comes to fruition, does the government sort of completely reopen?
I don't think it's such a jerk, because they say the government is closed. Yet this is the most
isn't.
Government has worked probably in the entire last, 8 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Don't you think?
Sad but true, yeah.
Sad but true. But honestly, is there, is down like 14% of the government isn't functioning, and what is being done and where the criticism is really coming, although the Republicans are taking a lot of heat, and I guess with justification for some of their positions, there are still plenty. I think the Republicans have an approval rating of 24%. The president has an approval rating of like 27%. So
right.
We're not
no one's
about,
winning big around here.
Yeah, those who would play hardball here are suggesting the reason they are is because people will forget. By this time next year, are you going to forget? 888-302-3684. I thought it was pretty interesting as an anecdotal side note to this, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The Center for American Progress wrote a sort of an op-ed piece in the Washington Times about the members-only gym in the House of Representatives. It stayed open. Mm-hmm. During the shutdown. It has stayed open. People are trying to get Speaker Boehner to shut it down because they say it's not fair to keep the members' gym open while the gym used by the staffers is closed.
But to be fair, they don't have any towels in that member side, so, you know, that's a bummer.
Is that what it is?
Didn't you hear them complaining that they didn't have any clean towels?
Yeah, that was earlier in the week, I think, wasn't it?
It was.
No towels. Unga bunga. 888-302-3684. A lot of people are talking about the Washington Redskins changing their name. Mm-hmm. This thing has been floating around not only this week, not only this month. It's been floating around a lot this year. It's sort of taken people's attention. And I, in a sort of cynical way, suggest maybe this is the reason that this has become an issue, because there are a lot of the owners who don't like Dan Snyder, number one. Number two, there's so much heat on the NFL because of the controversy regarding helmets, mm-hmm, and injuries and deaths and suits and all that other stuff. So let's distract from that by having some phony issue come to the surface about the name on the Redskins and when it's going to get changed and why doesn't he do it and it's terrible and yada, yada, yada. So Kenny, who's been watching very closely some of the comments that have come from people that are posting on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Notice how I say that quickly, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So bring us up to date on some of the pithier comments there, Kenny.
Well, Janice says that this really bothers her. Only in America can degrading a living, breathing race be acceptable.
Really? She obviously hasn't been
How
overseas
is that degrading,
much.
Just as a clarification?
Because Redskins is a slur. It's the same as the N-word.
But the Redskins were founded by Indians.
Is it really? It's considered in the same league as the... I didn't know that.
That's where the term came from.
Really?
They were considered slaves and less value, less worth.
So why has it taken so long? And we have dealt with the issue of black skin. So why has it taken so long for the Redskins thing to surface? Is it convenient or is it really, I understand, and I didn't know that. So you told me something, and I'm sure a lot of people listening didn't know it either, that was the origin of it. So, I mean, the red man, that's what the old timers used to call it. The people who were settling the plains used to refer to them as the Redskins. There certainly was a lot of stuff that was done that was negative in their name that they didn't do. We all know that.
If it was negative, according to Dan Snyder, and according to a letter that he wrote back to his fans, it was actually founded by people in the Indian Nation.
The football team 81 years ago?
Yeah.
Really?
That's part of what his letter said. That was his rebuttal to it, that it was founded by someone who had Native American blood.
Hmm. Anything like that showing up in any of the conversation you've got there, Kenny?
No, not really. Rosa says, Redskin is a derogatory term. I don't care if you say it nicely. Do you say the N-word nicely to anyone and say, I'm honoring you? I know that's been part of the argument that it's supposed to be a way of honoring Native Americans.
So what do you think about this, Kenny? I can tell kind of in your tone that you think we're on the wrong page, or at least I'm on the wrong page.
Well, I think given what the word came from, even if you say that that's not what you mean when you use it now, we would never have a team that was named the N-word or Chinaman or any other derogatory
slur. The New York N-word, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You wouldn't be able to beat him.
Nice job.
And then there's this comment from Stuart who says, I live in the South and we're offended by the name Yankees. Can you change that?
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Somebody's going to be offended by something.
Yeah.
But maybe in this circumstance, Kenny's given me something else to think about, though, that I wasn't thinking about before because I didn't know it. What is the old expression? Ignorance is bliss. I did not know the origins. So you just helped me maybe change my mind a little bit on this. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. If you are over the age of 40 and have a concern about your blood pressure, let me help you out. I'm not going to help. I'm just going to tell you how to get help by calling a number to get Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts the nitric oxide level in your body, which naturally widens the arteries, improves their elasticity, maintains healthy blood pressure levels, boosts men's libido. Both men and women's sexual performance is going to be enhanced by this. So you got something good all the way around here. And Heart Factors Plus, do I need to give you anything more to think about? It's been used by tens of thousands of Americans, and people who are worried about their blood pressure find this to be kind of a good way to go because there are so many prescription drug worries that people have today. This is all natural. It's healthy. Dr. Ken says it's A-OK. So you can get yours by dialing 800-577-8560. Promote healthy blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Keep your body healthy. It's like when we talk about some of the prostate products. Feed your prostate. This feeds your heart and your system. And you get a 30-day supply free when you call 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Stephan, and they'll send you the complete month supply. You'll pay a little shipping fee. That's all. Results. 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 That's what you want. That's what you'll get. Lower your blood pressure. Keep it low with Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's get it started.
I
3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Members of the team here would include Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen. And I guess we'll bring Stan in to be a member of the team. Stan's listening in Jonesboro, Arkansas, with a thought on the name change. It's the name. We could put that to music. It's the name change. Remember Shirley Bassey and the name game?
The name
it's
game,
the
yes.
Name change. All right, Stan,
let's
so what's
do
your.
Redskin. Oh.
Right, that's. Okay, Stan, you going to straighten us out here or not? What's going on?
How about the Washington Scandrels?
Oh. Scandrels?
Yeah.
Or just the Washington Scandals would be all right.
Well, Scandrels or Scandrels.
Scandrels. How about the, it's the Scandrels. I know you're putting two words together. I get paid by the word, too, sometimes. So if I put Scandrels and Scandal together, it would be Scandrels. Scandrels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
that,
it. Okay.
That just about fits them. Just no, about. The Indian organization got after us because we was using the Arkansas Indians.
Yeah, what do you call them now?
The Red Wolves.
The Red Wolves?
Yeah.
I just think
is that a lot better?
Wolves are going to be pretty offended by that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's a Red Fox.
Oh, Red Fox.
I had a high school also, Stan. I was the Alamany Indians, and my Indians got changed to the Alamany Warriors. So now when I read the paper and try to see how my team is doing, I always forget what they're called. Because when I went there, they were the Indians.
Yeah. That's
all right, Sam. Okay. Hey, thanks. 888-302-3684. Yep.
Here's what I don't get, Doug. And you know, I am sensitive and respectful of pretty much everybody, right? Wouldn't you
except
agree?
When you're off the air. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, give me a break. But why are we pandering to a minority group of people all the time? Like, it just seems like this has become a trend in our society to pander to the one guy who is upset about the name. There is a couple of polls that I've just Googled while we were off the air that 800 Native Americans were polled in 48 states, and it showed 9 out of 10 did not find the name offensive. He also, in this little thing here, goes on to say that 79% of those surveyed said the team should keep its name. Why do we worry about the minority? And as Michael brought up when we were chatting about this, producer Michael, who's very smart, that name didn't start out having negative connotations. It grew to have some negative connotations. So when do we decide when it becomes offensive?
Is that the case with the N-word, too, do you think, Kenny? It didn't have negative...
I think it was always bad.
No, it was always bad. Okay. It was a variation on the word, on Negro.
Negro, yeah. We don't use Negro anymore, but Negro doesn't seem to be offensive. I remember when I was a kid, the fellow who worked with my uncle as basically his house man, took care of the house and cooking and that sort of thing, we were told he was a Negro. I never referred to him. I didn't pay any attention. It's funny what you grow up around. See, this is it. What people are sensitive to is dependent on what they grow up around. Mm-hmm. I have never paid much attention to skin color because I was around a lot of black people as a kid growing up. So it didn't faze me one way or another. Anyway, 21 after this, good day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Wheels from Yellow House Canyon.
Hell on Heels, actually.
Oh, did I say wheels?
Yeah.
You know, nobody would have noticed the difference, Michael, if you hadn't told me that it was Hell on Heels.
Jen noticed.
I just said it.
Could you say it on the air, Jennifer?
No.
Once again, correct me again on the air.
Because I love country music, and I just want you to sound like you do, too.
I know. Well, we had a big discussion yesterday at the Talkers Convention about credibility.
Yes.
And whether or not people are telling the truth, some of the things that are more serious. And I was sitting there sort of grinning to myself, thinking, but people tease me all the time, because I take stories and sort of twist them around sometimes.
You make them your own.
If there's no consequence to it, if it's not a news, a heavy news story, I turn things around sometimes, just for the fun of it, just because the story is sometimes better if you make it your own.
And he totally means to do it. Wink, wink.
Right. Anyway, Yellow House Canyon, one of the finalists in the group factor, I guess, on the X Factor. Is that right?
Yes.
So there's a group called Forever in Your Mind and Restless Road, Sweet Suspense, Alex and Sierra, Roxy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so the time is 25 after the hour, and it's appropriate at this time in this hour of the program for us to spend a little time with the late night shows. A lot of people were taking shots at Arsenio yesterday. Did you notice that?
No.
We were, the Talkers semi-annual convention or get-together, and we have one in New York in the spring and one here in the fall in Los Angeles, and one of the things that came up was the lack of talent that is exhibited not only in the radio, certainly not here, but on television as well. And so here's the first thing that people took a shot, and it was amazing, the number. The best thing we could come up with all the talent around, is Arsenio, and the audience sort of responded to that.
Really?
As we were talking about
Arsenio
some of the other things.
Arsenio alone. Come on.
Yeah. He's a good interviewer, but he's not good in the monologue. That's why we don't have him here anymore. We have the people who are better in the monologues, like Jay Leno, and here he is laughing about Obamacare.
Remember the other day when California's Health Insurance Exchange said that over 5 million people went to their website the first day of Obamacare? Turns out they were off by 4.4 million. Only 645,000 hits it got. It turns out those are the same guy just trying to log on over and over. Come on, come on. You got to be careful. You know, with the Obamacare, there are a lot of scams associated with it. People trying to, you know. For example, guys, if you're at the airport, and the TSA agent grabs you and tells you to cough, that is not Obamacare. That is something totally different.
I just heard this on the radio. They're talking about scientists, and you know how smart scientists are. They say that New York City, where we are now, the town so nice, they named it twice.
Yes.
In 45 years, this city will be uninhabitable.
Whoa.
First thing I thought was, you know what? We better tell Congress.
Oh.
Because this is the kind of thing they're going to want to get right on.
Oh.
There. Talk about irony. In 45 years, the city will be uninhabitable, and that's the same day to the day that they will finish the Second Avenue subway. Go figure.
The shutdown is still happening, but it looks like there may be some progress. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner had a closed-door meeting to discuss the government shutdown. No word on how it went, although I did think it was super weird when they put a sock on the doorknob. That was just how it went. Normal, right? I'm not going to do anything.
Not judging.
No. Actually, people who listened in on this closed-door meeting with John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi, they thought they heard a woman crying and then being comforted by Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. All right, time for our 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Who is Kwame Kilpatrick, and why is he in the news? Kwame Kilpatrick.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. What do you think of Obama and Kerry's argument that if we don't punish Assad now for his use of chemical weapons, it will only encourage him and other dictators to do it again in the future?
This is the complicating factor here. Most people agree that Obama made a mistake when he set the red line and essentially said, if Assad uses chemical weapons, we will go and do something about it. Had he said the international community ought to react, he'd be on much firmer ground here, because this is the best argument for doing something.
We have selective enforcement. It's like every high school girl knows this about high school boys. The more they talk, the less they got. They have been talking too much and doing too little, and that's why the region does not think like we think.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Things going on here in the mix and conversation. Doug's
again.
Good Day program. Jennifer Horton, Ken Kessler, you at 888-302-3684. A lot of activity on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show website and Twitter as well. Letters, email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Jennifer, DougStefan.com. Ken at DougStefan.com. The 2020 News Quiz question follows our people in the news. Yeah, the area, and most people are, people like to hear about other people. They want to know what's going on. So, Kwame Kilpatrick, why is he in the news? Who is he? And why is he in the news? 888-302-3684. You got about 5 minutes to answer that question. It's well prized to the person who figures it out. Who is Kwame Kilpatrick? Interesting juxtaposition of names there.
Absolutely.
Kwame Kilpatrick, what's his deal? Why is he in the news? His reason for being, who was he versus who he is, and what's he in the focus of or for? 888-302-3684. People in the news. Janet Yellen. All right, we've taken care of her. There's nothing else to talk about with her. She's going to be the Fed chairman.
Got a new job.
End of story. All right, Joseph A. Bank. You know who he is?
The guy that makes suits.
Actually, I thought this was kind of an interesting story, and it just came out of nowhere. Sort of one of those left-field things. Men's Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You see the ads all over the place. You like the way I look? Right.
I mean, you like the way you look?
George Zimmer says you like the way you look.
Not to be confused with George Zimmerman.
So, the folks at Joseph A. Banks, which is a smaller company, decided they wanted to own the Men's Warehouse. So they are going to pay $2.3 billion. Joseph A. Bank interests are going to pay George Zimmer $2.3 billion for the Men's Warehouse chain. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
But you know why they do it? Well, here's the reason that these things get done the way they do. It's pretty much the reason Kmart took over Sears. It's a real estate play.
Right.
They're buying all those leases. Mm-hmm. Right. And because the actual, whatever they're selling, whatever anybody's selling anywhere, that all can be replenished. The supply is never ending of suits, like the supply is never ending of whatever they sell at Sears. But those real estate leases and the buildings that they own or land that they own, you're not going to rebuild that. You're not going to, there's no more of those. So
these things become very important in terms of expansion. So the Men's Warehouse yesterday started the day, price of the shares, $45. And at the end of the day, $52 is where they were trading. So in one day, it jumped $7.
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty. Anyway, Joseph A. Banks, best known for buy one, get two free.
Yeah.
Or is it the other way around?
Buy one and
get another one free?
Get another one free. Yeah. Wait, and they always give you socks. It's like a package. You get the suit.
They actually have reasonably, you know, there are a lot of these places where you buy really, if you go to Target and buy clothing, you get cheap crap.
Actually, Marshalls, not anymore. Target's really? Gotten really good.
But you would find better
designers.
Quality at places like the Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Banks.
Well, for suits, definitely, because
well,
they specialize
sport coats,
in suits.
Slacks.
They're going to know how to tailor them.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I would like to make a small plea here. Can I take about 10 seconds?
What's that?
Can I make a plea here?
Yeah.
Men, wear suits again.
Uh-huh.
That's
did
it.
You, why didn't you tell me? I was yesterday.
Well thought out.
Well, what did you think of what I was wearing yesterday?
Oh, I thought, actually, I was going to tell you. This is weird. Strangely, you looked very hot to me yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that?
I don't know. You just looked really good yesterday.
Oh.
And I'm not even just saying that. Like, I don't know, like, the whole vibe you had, it was kind of like hurried businessman. He had, like, the jacket with the jeans. You looked very good.
Really?
Huh. You, that's where you say thank you. You don't have to blush.
I'm not. There's a little blush, but I say thank you. You know, I've gotten that a lot lately, the last month or so, and that's because there are a lot of things that I feel like my things are changing mentally, physically, emotionally, a lot of different stuff. So thank you for noticing.
Yeah, nice. No, I honestly, this is like, I was like, wow, Doug,
but did you hear, you weren't there for when we were talking about, and please, everybody, give me 60 seconds here and then we keep moving.
I only asked for 10 for the plea for men to wear suits again.
Well, those people who are new to the program who do or do not know who I am and what goes on here, one of the things when we were together, your father was on one panel, I was on another panel, and we were talking about moving forward in the careers. I did, in fact. You weren't there, but I did give you a shout out, in fact.
You could tell me anything, and I would believe you.
Well,
I
did.
Like, I talked about you the entire hour.
No, I didn't do that, but I did. I talked about you and Roberta. Matter of fact, I said Roberta was a fugitive from Stern and Imus, and she'd been with me for 20 years, and that you were the daughter. I'd known you since you were a kid, and you have such brightness. People there all know you, and pretty much everybody who knows you, I've never heard anybody say anything other than great things about you. Like Norm Pattis was really into your eyes yesterday.
He was.
He was like all over those eyes.
I hope I sealed that deal for you.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it would be cute if I called you a pervert. What? When I called you a pervert and walked away.
Yeah. You didn't hurt. Let's put it that way. Anyway, so we were just talking. Everybody, when they go up there, they talk. Because other people want to know the story about what's going on in one's career. Because it's I used to say there were 200 good jobs in talk radio, and there aren't any more. Larry Wilson, who owns a group of stations, a very good guy. I've been in the radio business for a long time, is right. He said there are about 70 good jobs now. And there are only about 20 people. And he was going through them, and he sort of winked at me when we were talking about this. There are maybe 20 people who do this nationally that most people know. When you mention their name, you know who they are.
Right.
And it's either longevity, size of audience, or whatever the heck it is. So anyway, people were teasing me because this week was the start of the 26th year of doing this program. And it also, next month, is the start of the 50th year of me being on the air. And so I looked at Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. You can go to their website anytime and see lots of great things, interesting things happening in the world of news talk radio. And I looked at him and I said, nobody's ever given me an award and nobody's ever given me a dinner. And the audience clapped. it was funny. Anyway. Back to what's real here. One more minute for the 2020 News Quiz question. Kwame Kilpatrick, who is he and why is he in the news? Also in the news today, the names of people in the news. I want to know, I'll save this for the next hour because I have another name. I always love asking these questions because they do get people to focus on some of the things that are in the news. I am completely fed up with all of this nonsense. There are four different stories today about Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, it's all the people are talking about.
It is just a bunch of...
And I got got news for you. They weren't happily married a month ago, and we weren't talking about it. Now, all of a sudden, just because he happens to be living in down the street,
I am so. I don't even like this term, sick and tired, but man, is it tiresome to listen to all the whining.
It's just the Kardashians are so polarizing.
How do
all
they
people
get,
want to talk about
them. Why?
I don't know.
What happens here? She's 57. She's trying to hustle some guy who's 31 who was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
What's his name? Flajnik?
I never know how to say his name. Ben Flajnik, I think.
Flajnik.
He works at, I should know him because he's in the wine industry, but I have no idea who he is. Yeah. He works at a family winery up in Sonoma, and apparently she has a huge crush on him. And
all right, so I don't really know. I wouldn't know her if I fell over her. Is she a good-looking woman?
Would.
Would
I? I think that she is. I think I was looking
is
at her
yesterday. Is she plastic, made up?
Very made up.
Yeah.
Very made up. And she's had some work done, but I think she looks pretty good. I would say she's attractive.
Yeah. Well, I just find all of
short hair, dark
reaction,
hair, very severe.
From friends, Kathy Lee Gifford was posting about it. Bruce Jenner's two sons were posting about it. It's just such a bunch of hooey. Hey. All right, so I've said my piece, and that's it. You're not going to hear any more about that today. If Jennifer wants to talk about him, I'll not be listening. And, Kenny, you're ordered right now to turn it off as well.
Oh, great. Thanks. Those are my two listeners.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Who do we have? Bill? Michael, who am I talking to here? Bill. I'm talking to Bill. All right, Bill, who's Kwame Kilpatrick, and why is he in the news?
He was the mayor of Detroit, and now he's getting put in prison because of corruption.
28 years in the slammer. He was the mayor from 2002 until 2008. During that time, he inflated his bank account with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in city funds. According to the evidence that was presented at his trial, he traveled the country in private planes, strong-armed his campaign fundraiser for stacks of cash, which were hidden in her bra. He was convicted of racketeering, conspiracy, fraud, extortion, tax crimes. He says, I'm ready to go so the city can move on. This guy's only 43 years old. And he's going to spend 20, and there won't be, there's not going to be a lot of crying for this guy, apparently. He dumped a lot of people along the way. And those, when you do that, you're asking for it, right? I mean, nobody's going to, if he's in for 28 years, I'm betting he's going to stay there. Now, here's my read on that. I don't have any sense that he shouldn't be punished, but how much money has he got in his bank account right now? And how much is it going to cost us for keeping him in jail 28 years? It'll be
work on him paying
$40,000. Right? Well, I want him to go to work. I don't want him to go to jail.
Yeah.
Let him go to work and do something. We're paying some guy. You know, I remember getting into this argument. As a matter of fact, it was here in Los Angeles when I was on KABC a number of years ago. I said something like this on the air, and a bunch of union guys got on the phone, called me up, and said, what do you mean, give somebody like that? And I don't even remember who it was, but it was some public figure. I said, put them to work on the street, you know, the garbage collection detail,
yeah,
whatever.
I agree with you. Make them pay things.
So these guys called and attacked me. What do you mean? Well, this guy's going to take away good union jobs. And I didn't have a retort at the time for that, other than how can you be so selfish? You're worried more about the union? How much is it going to cost you and your union members to keep this guy in jail for 28 years?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that at all. Anyway. All right, so Bill. Where'd Bill go? Yeah, Michael, you got him on hold? Give him a nice prize. And
congratulations, Bill.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Prize
thank
you,
Bill.
For me.
Thank you, Boston. 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. You have bags under your eyes?
Yes.
Puffiness under your eyes?
Yes.
Men, puffiness under eyes, bags under eyes. Women, yes. It's a problem. Problems get solutions. They are to be solved. You have a problem with this puffiness and bags under your eyes? New technology, new product, and new effect. The product is called GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. It's incredibly powerful. It is guaranteed to show results. In 12 hours, you'll see a difference, or you'll get your money back. 12 hours. And by the way, if you keep doing this for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, once you get your puffiness gone, You just, I mean, these people aren't foolish. They know if it works, you're going to want to keep using it. And that's why they're giving you all kinds of incentives to call 800-543-9262. Let's get you trying GenuCell risk-free, 800-543-9262. You'll see what it does for your eyes. You'll become a disciple. You'll tell others about it. This is what Roberta's trying it. I didn't give it to you, Jennifer, because nothing wrong with your eyes, according to Norm Pattis, anyway. 800-543-9262. Brilliant results have been reported for both men and women. So why not get on the bandwagon? And by the way, we mentioned Doug Steffen, dialing 800-543-9262. You get a jar of Esotique, which is a wonderful face cream that goes along with GenuCell. So help yourself. Good skincare products, good results, or your money back. 800-543-9262.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids' debt.
Just imagine the change.
Your change you could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar. And give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
888-302-3684. Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. If you go to nobelprize.org, you'll see the run-through of all of the announcements that have been made this week. And then they haven't been able to reach an agreement, they haven't been able to reach these people to tell them, but everybody in the news is talking about it, so somebody there must know what's going on, right? Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm. You would think.
Yeah. And this may be, you think it's coincidence because of all the things going on in Syria? These people were the ones who really have pushed the UN to get in there and do something. As a matter of fact, I think, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, or Kenny, if you know the story, that these people are really the watchdogs. The UN shouldn't be involved in this at all. These people are the ones who, it's an international group of folks who are, I guess you'd say, conscious. But what does it take to get you to be conscious about using chemical weapons? Who'd be for that? Really? I mean, can you imagine? Anybody? I'm for the use of chemical weaponry.
The guy who's holding them and is looking for control, maybe, but maybe. No normal person would say.
Other than that, no. So have all the announcements been made now? All of the Nobel Prizes have been awarded? Is anybody, I'm just going back through the list in my mind.
Yeah, I don't think any of us won this year.
I was so close. I think I was reminded.
Oh, I was still waiting to hear.
You better stay by your phone, Kenny.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Yeah, you can never tell.
Ken and I and our dreams.
Right, exactly. The FBI arrested four men, including two rabbis, yesterday for forcing Orthodox Jewish men to grant their wives religious divorces. This is a very, very interesting case. Mendel Epstein, Martin Womack, Ariel Potash, and Fnu Liu.
I'm sorry?
Fnu Liu. Or Fnu... It's Fnu Liu. I don't know how you pronounce it, but... spell, listen to this, F-N-U-L-N-U.
Hmm.
Anyway, they were nabbed by the FBI after they raided a... I think this is synagogue in Suffern, New York. In Brooklyn, at least one more location in New Jersey, the criminal complaint says unhappy wives would hire tough guys with approval from rabbis to beat up their husbands and force them to consent to a divorce. Yeah, this is a A couple of ideas there we haven't thought about, huh? 51 after the hour.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of the things that you will hear here are of interest and importance, or at least that's what we feel. And I guess my judgment is fairly good, because I've been doing this for a while. Jennifer's judgment is pretty good. She's been around it for a while. Ken Kessler, who puts a lot of the things together that we use on the air, his judgment is pretty good. So I'd like to think that what we have here is a good sort of fingers on the pulse thing that is about some of the more serious and what some would consider more important stories of the day. But what I try to do is stay away from a lot of the garbage that floats around, because that's there's very little need. If you want garbage, go someplace else. There are plenty of shows that deal just in garbage. Now, I guess it's every man and
Which
woman has a
those?
Different definition of garbage. Is that whole story, the discussion of Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner, mm-hmm. and the Kardashians, is that all garbage? But it's a different kind of garbage. It's not dealing with that Ariel Castro story and things like that. So, anyway, that's sort of where I draw the line. Anybody asks you, where does Doug Steffen draw the line? That's where I draw the line. Information about technology and Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer's really having a hard time getting his voice back, but he's doing a lot of writing about today's most interesting technology. And the story today has to do with Facebook. And so if you would like to know a little bit more about Facebook, including hearing some Facebook comments about other things in the news, stand by, coming right up here on Good Day.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. 3 instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pets can be a lot of work, and some parents might be hesitant to allow a furry friend to join their family. But bringing a new pet into the home also comes with many positive benefits for children in particular. According to a new survey from the National Pet Products Association, 58% of current pet owners believe having a cat, dog, or other type of pet actually helped teach kids to be more responsible. To help your children take care of their first pet, have them keep track of their duties and get into a routine with a weekly feeding and cleaning chart. Teach them that maintaining a healthy environment for their pet is important. Everything from the food and water bowls to the cages and litter boxes. Cat owners in particular can keep the litter box smelling clean and fresh with Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter. It's long-lasting and contains powerful odor destroyers, so it works even if you can't scoop every day. Lastly, encourage playtime between your children and their pet, since both benefit from these interactions. For more information, visit ultralastlitter.com.
All right, so I need some clarification and some help, Kenny, from you, maybe from Jennifer as well. Timelines on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently the controversy is that people can look up anybody's timeline if they use your name. You can't block them anymore. If you don't want somebody to see your timeline, you used to be able to block them, and now you can't. Is that the issue? The privacy settings?
They're making it, for whatever reason, Facebook is making it a little more difficult. They changed it for people who had never used that privacy setting. You don't notice, but you lost it last year.
No.
But for others, they're making it more difficult to stay private on Facebook.
Why?
That's a very good question. The odds are it's tied into advertising, so they can make more money from everyone, not just the people who have public profiles.
Now, I noticed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But now you have to, for every post, for every picture, for everything that you put on Facebook, you have to adjust the individual setting for that post to keep it private.
I see that they're going to offer free Wi-Fi if you log on to Facebook first when you turn on your computer. Is that a big deal?
Depends where you live, but sure.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to have.
Yeah, all right, so there's something good. All right, so we have something negative, something positive about Facebook. As we end the hour, this is good.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.